弟兄姊妹们，主日平安。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
今天是一个特别的日子。
Today is a special day.
大家知道今天的特别之处在哪里吗？
Do you know why it's special?
Palm Sunday.
It's Palm Sunday.
对，大家知道这个棕榈枝主日是怎么回事吗？
Do you know why it's called Palm Sunday?
这是因为主耶稣基督怎么没有声音？主耶稣基督在这一天光荣地进入耶路撒冷。
Because on this Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem triumphantly.
这就开始了他在世上的生命的最后一个礼拜。
And this starts his last week on the earth.
那圣经里面，如果你去看福音书的话
，If you look at the Gospels,
很大一部分。为什么他不走呢？在福音书里面有很大一部分就是在记载耶稣基督他在生命的最后这个礼拜，我们也叫圣周，这个礼拜所发生的事情。
The gospel, a large portion of the gospel recorded the events that happened in the last week, which is also called Holy Week.
那在这一周里面，耶稣他给了我们很多的教导。
Jesus offered many teachings in this last week.
那今天我们就来思考这些教导里面的，可以说是最后的教导里面的最后的教导。
And we want to look at the final words or the most important part of his teaching.
这是耶稣的临终证言。
And this is his final words.
今天我们来思考这样的一个功课，叫彼此相爱。
Let's talk about love one another today.
我们所要看的经文是在约翰福音第13章34到35节。
We'll be looking at Gospel John chapter 13 verse 34 to 35.
我们一起来念中文，然后我们念英文，好不好？我们一起来。
Let's read Chinese first, then English together.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。英语。
A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another.By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你让耶稣基督来到世上。
We thank you for letting your son Jesus come to the world.
他给我们做了爱的榜样。
He is an example of love.
我们也感谢你让他在这个最后的一个圣周的这个礼拜里面给我们许多宝贵的教训。
We're also thankful that he has left many valuable teachings in this last week.
我们也看到他一步一步走向十字架。
We also see that he went to the cross step by step.
成就了救赎的大功。
Accomplished the work of salvation.
主啊，求你让我们纪念这份爱。
Let us remember this love.
让圣灵运行在我们当中。
May the Spirit move among us.
帮助我们更认识神。
So that we may know you better.
更好的彼此相爱。
So that we may love one another.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
所以在这个圣周里面，看到耶稣是一步一步的走向十字架。
So we see that in this last week, Jesus, walked towards the cross step by step.
所以让我们来回顾一下在这个最后一个礼拜里面所发生的事情。
So let's have a review of what happened in this last week.
这个圣周呢，严格上来说，是从这个棕榈主日开始的。
So strictly speaking, the last week started on Palm Sunday.
但是耶稣在之前的一天，就是在那个星期六，已经就位了。
But Jesus is actually ready the day before Palm Sunday.
所以在这个Holy 这个 Palm Sunday 之前的那个礼拜六。
So the Saturday before Palm Sunday.
我们看到耶稣就来到了伯大尼。
Jesus came to Bethany.
但留意看，伯大尼就是在那个地图的右下角。
Bethany on the map here is at the right, bottom right corner.
这是在那个橄榄山地区里面的一个小村庄。
It's a small village in the area of Mount of Olives.
我们都知道有拉萨路和马大、玛利亚住在那里。
We know that Lazarus and Martha and Mary lived there.
这也是耶稣使拉萨路复活的地方。
This is also where Jesus raised Lazarus.
所以在这个最后的这个礼拜里面，耶稣他进入耶路撒冷，然后他每天都是回到伯大尼那里去居住。
So in this last week, Jesus went to Jerusalem, but every night he went back to Bethany to spend the night.
他很有可能就是住在这个拉萨路家里面。
It is very likely that he lived with Lazarus.
所以你看那个虚线，就是他们从伯大尼进入耶路撒冷的路线图，其中要经过这个伯法奇，然后绕过这个克西马尼园，然后进入耶路撒冷。
So in order to get to Jerusalem, they will leave Bethany and go through Bethphage, passing the Garden of Gethsemane, and then go to Jerusalem.
这个路程呢，大概是三里路。
It's about 3 miles journey.
所以大概是半个小时的走路的路程。
About 30 minutes walk.
所以在这个礼拜六呢，耶稣来到伯大尼，有人给他预备了一个筵席。
So on Saturday, Jesus came to Bethany, and there was a feast prepared for him.
那这里就发生一件很出名的事情。
And a very famous event occurred.
就是玛利亚打破了一瓶珍贵的真拿达香膏，用它来膏耶稣。
At the supper, Mary came with a alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard, and she broke the jar and poured it on Jesus.
耶稣说这是为他的埋葬而预备的。
And Jesus said what she did was actually preparing for his burial.
待会我们要看其他的圣周的事件，我们主要是根据马可福音。
And we'll look at other events that happened in the Holy Week. We will be looking at the book of Mark.
我们这里看到的是约翰福音的12章1到11节。
Here we're looking at John chapter 12, 1 to 11.
但马可福音跟马太福音呢，好像是把这个很著名的筵席是好像是放在了星期三那里来记载的。
Now in the book of Matthew and Mark, this event was put near, kind of like on Wednesday.
但我们知道马太福音跟马可福音都不是严格的按照时间次序来安排它的内容的。
And we know that the events recorded in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark are not strictly chronological.
所以我们相信这个筵席就是在这个周六礼拜六发生的。
So we know that from John that this event happened on Saturday.
好，那就是到了我们今天的棕榈枝主日。
Now that comes to this Palm Sunday.
就耶稣基督骑着驴驹光荣地进入耶路撒冷。
So Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey triumphantly.
然后人们把衣服脱下来，把一些棕榈树枝砍下来铺在路上。
And a large crowd came and they put their clothes and also cut palm branches down and spread it on the road.
让耶稣的驴驹从上面走过去。
So Jesus' donkey can pass through that.
所以这就是为什么我们把今天叫做是棕榈枝主日。
That's why we call today the Palm Sunday.
我们看马可福音十一章最后那里第一到十一节，最后那里讲到耶稣进了耶路撒冷以后，他就进了圣殿，在那里查看了一番，然后就离开了。
So according to Mark 11:1 to 11, Jesus rode into Jerusalem and then went to the temple and took a look.
然后他就出去又回到伯大尼那边去过夜。
And then he went back to Bethany to spend the night.
然后星期一，礼拜一。
On Monday,
耶稣在进入耶路撒冷的路途当中，他肚子饿了，他来到一棵无花果树前，想要找果子吃。
On Monday, on his way to Jerusalem, he became hungry, so he was looking for some fig, to eat.
但是看到那个树上没有果子。
But he found nothing except leaves.
所以他就咒诅了这棵无花果树。
So he cursed the fig tree.
这是预表了说，如果我们属神的人如果不结果子的话，其实是跟神没有关系的。
It actually implies that if a Christian who cannot bear any fruit, he has no relationship with God.
然后他们进入圣殿。
Then he went to the temple.
他就在那里洁净圣殿。
He cleared the temple.
洁净圣殿是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是因为旧约圣经都吩咐这些以色列人要在圣殿里面献祭。
Because in the Old Testament, God commanded the Israelites to make offerings in the temple.
那这时候就很多 官商勾结的事情，人们就在圣殿周围摆摊来卖这些祭物。
But unfortunately, there are business people that selling the animals, in the temple courts.
从中赚钱。
To make a profit.
所以耶稣说，他们把祷告的殿变成了贼窝。
That's why Jesus rebuked them, saying that they have turned the house of prayer into a den of robbers.
所以耶稣就把那桌子推翻，把这些做买卖的人赶散。
So Jesus overturned the tables and drove them away.
所以他就洁净了圣殿。
So he cleansed the temple.
这是礼拜一。
This is what happened on Monday.
而到了礼拜二。
On Tuesday.
礼拜二是很长的一天。
Tuesday is a very long day.
在福音书里面有很长的一个篇幅来记载那天发生的事情。
There's a large portion of, writing in the gospel recording what happened today.
主要是耶稣在圣殿里面与这些宗教领袖们发生了这样的一个辩论。
So, mostly Jesus debated with religious leaders in the temple.
耶稣回答了许多这种刁钻的这种提问和这种指责。
He, answered many questionings from the religious leaders and also their challenges.
耶稣也去指责他们假冒伪善。
Jesus also rebuked them for being hypocrite.
然后在一段很长的辩论以后，耶稣就出了耶路撒冷。
So after,
在辩论了以后，耶稣就出了耶路撒冷。
So after the debate, Jesus left Jerusalem.
他预言这个圣殿要被毁。
He prophesied the destruction of the temple.
然后他们到了橄榄山那里，耶稣又向门徒们讲道。
And also he taught the disciples at the Mount of Olives.
主要是讲到末世的事情。
His teaching is mainly about what will happen at the end times.
讲到将来民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
He talked about that, in the future, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
众星都不发光。
And the stars will not give light.
众星在坠落，太阳月亮都不发光。
Okay, the stars will fall from the sky and the moon and the sun will not give it light.
然后讲到耶稣基督必然会再来。
And talk about the return of Jesus.
所以这个礼拜二是很长的一天。
So Tuesday is a very long day.
然后到礼拜三。
Now, on Wednesday,
那耶稣基本上就是在伯大尼休息。
Jesus rested in Bethany.
但这个时候呢，另外一件事情发生了。
But there's another event that took place.
就是这个犹大决定要出卖耶稣。
Judas agreed to betray Jesus.
所以他就去找到了那个祭司长。
He went to see the chief priest.
然后告诉他说他愿意出卖耶稣，带他们去捉拿耶稣。
And he offered to hand over Jesus to them.
所以祭司长也答应说要给他钱。
So, the chief priest also promised to pay him.
好，到了礼拜四。
Now on Thursday.
到礼拜四，他们庆祝逾越节的活动已经开始了。
Thursday, the celebration of Passover had started.
所以耶稣和他的门徒们在那里用了一个最后的晚餐。
So Jesus celebrated Passover with disciples.
同时他也吩咐这些门徒们设立了这个圣餐。
Jesus celebrated Passover with disciples at the supper, and he also established the Lord's Supper, which is the last supper.
这就是为什么我们今天守圣餐的这个原因。
That is why we observe communion today.
我们吃这个饼，纪念耶稣基督的身体为我们擘开。
We take the bread to remember Jesus' body broken for us.
我们喝着葡萄汁，纪念耶稣基督的血为我们流出来。
We drink of the grape juice to remember Jesus' blood shed for us.
如果我们看其他福音书，约翰福音的话，我们也看到耶稣基督在那里为门徒洗脚。
In the other Gospels, like Gospel John, we also see that at the supper, the Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
有耶稣也预言彼得将会三次不认主。
And Jesus also predicted that Peter will deny him three times.
然后呢，他们就到了客西马尼园那里去祷告。
After the supper, they went to Gethsemane to pray.
那犹大呢，就带着祭司长的那些兵丁来捉拿耶稣。
And Judas came with the with the guards from the chief priests to arrest Jesus.
然后耶稣就被抓了起来。
So Jesus was arrested.
然后到了这个礼拜四、礼拜五，晚上那个交界的时候。
At about midnight of Thursday.
那耶稣就被抓起来，然后耶稣就被宗教领袖审判。
Jesus stood trial before religious leaders.
我们也知道这个时候呢，彼得就三次不认主了。
And we know that Peter did deny the Lord three times.
然后天亮以后呢，耶稣就被送到比拉多那里去接受政治领袖的审判。
So on Friday morning, Jesus was tried by political leaders, Pontius Pilate.
就耶稣被宗教领袖审判了两次，也被宗教领袖被政治领袖也审判了两次。
Jesus stood trial twice before religious leaders and also twice before political leaders.
因为耶稣被比拉多审完以后，又被这个希律王审了一次。
After the trial by Pontius Pilate, Jesus was also tried by Herod.
所以这个时候呢，人们就高喊说要钉耶稣十字架。
So the people shouted, "Crucify him."
本来比拉多不想钉他十字架。
Pilate doesn't want to sentence Jesus to death.
那些群众们一直在高喊说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
But the crowd shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
所以耶稣就被判了死罪。
So Jesus was sentenced to death.
他被处死，被钉在十字架上，然后被埋葬。
He was crucified and buried.
所以这是礼拜五发生的事情。
This is what happened on Friday.
那之后我们都知道，就是耶稣被埋葬以后，第三天从死里复活。
And we know what happened afterwards. After Jesus was buried, he rose from dead on the third day.
这是我们下个主日要探讨的。
That's what we'll talk about next Sunday.
要庆祝的。
That's what we'll celebrate next Sunday.
所以今天我们的回顾就看了从之前的礼拜六到这个受难日的礼拜五。
So today's review, we started from the Saturday before Palm Sunday until Friday.
这里大概发生的事情。
The events that happened during this period of time.
所以我们可以看到在这个棕榈枝主日。
So we see that on Palm Sunday,
人们高喊何塞纳。
The crowd shouted Hosanna.
何塞纳，何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
就欢呼雀跃的欢迎主耶稣的到来。
So they welcomed him with great joy.
但是不到一个礼拜以后。
But within less than a week.
人们就在高喊着说要钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
The same group of people shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
我想这也不奇怪。
It is not actually very surprising.
耶稣在那个圣殿里面把这些做生意的人都赶散了。
Jesus cleared the temple by driving out the money changers and business people.
自然得罪了很多人。
He must have offended many people.
然后他在圣殿里面与这些宗教领袖们辩论。
And he also debated in the temple with the religious leaders.
把他们说得无地自容。
He rebuked them to the point they were speechless.
所以很多人自然会觉得自己被冒犯。
So a lot of people must be offended.
他们就再也容不下耶稣了。
So they want to get rid of him.
所以他们要钉他十字架。
So they want to kill him.
转变何其大。
What a drastic change.
人们为什么要除掉他呢？
Why did people want to kill him?
这些人因为心中的仇恨。
Because of their hatred.
他们心中的仇恨让他们蒙蔽了眼睛。
Their hatred blinded them.
他们自然不知道自己所做的事情是错的。
They probably don't know what they're doing was wrong.
或许他们认为自己做的事情是很对的。
Maybe they think what they're doing is right.
或许他们认为自己是在替天行道。
Maybe they're thinking, they're doing justice on behalf of God.
要维护他们的信仰的纯洁
，to defend their religion，
把耶稣当成是一个异教徒
，and looking at Jesus as a heresy，
一个亵渎神的人
，a person that blasphemes，
所以他们认为自己很有理由去把他除掉
，so they have all the reasons to get rid of him，
他们没有认为自己做的是错的事情
，they don't think that what they're doing is wrong，
那这就给我们一个启发。
Now this is a warning for us.
我们认为对的事情，我们坚持要做的事情，就一定是对的吗？
Are we sure what we think is right is actually right?
很多时候我们甚至是高举信仰的旗号，我们做的事情并不一定就是神所喜悦的。
Sometimes the things, sometimes we do things even under the name of God, but they may not be pleasing to God.
所以我们要仔细的去反省，我们所做的事情是不是都是对的事情。
We really need to examine ourselves.
如果我们做的事情是不对的话，
We really need to examine ourselves to see what we're doing is right or not. If what we're doing is not right,
那我们在其中投入越多的能量，越多的热情，做的事情就越错误。
Then the more effort we put in, the more energy we put in, then it is worse.
那什么样的事情才是对的呢？
Then what kind of things are the right thing?
我们怎么知道我们做的事情是对的事情呢？
How do we know the right, how do we know what are the right things?
很大程度上可以用这两节经文来作为评判。
We can actually evaluate our actions by this, by these two verses.
我赐给你们一条新命令。
A new command I give you.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
Love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
As I have loved you,
你们若有彼此相爱的心，
so you must love one another. Sorry.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
所以我们评价我们所做的事情是对还是错，往往就可以从我们有没有彼此相爱来做出评判。
So we can know what we are doing is right or wrong.Based on whether we have loved one another.
那很多人会想说，为什么这是一条新命令？
You may ask why this is a new command.
早在旧约圣经，早在2000年前，摩西就已经1500年前，摩西就已经写下了要爱人如己。
Back in the Old Testament time, 1500 years ago, Moses already said, "Love one, love your neighbor as yourself."
然后在礼拜二，耶稣在圣殿里面与这些文士、法利赛人辩论的时候，也告诉他们两条最大的诫命是什么。
And also on Tuesday, when Jesus was debating the religious leaders, he also told them what are the two greatest commandments.
其中也有爱人如己。
One of them is love your neighbor as yourself.
所以可能很多人会认为说这不是一条新命令。
So many people may think this is not a new command.
这就让我想起来我小时候。
This reminds me when I was little.
每个学期的开学的第一天，
every semester on the first day of the school year.
我母亲都跟我说，
My mom will say this to me.
你这个学期有一个新目标，
you have a new goal for this semester.
就是你要被评上三好学生。
That you need to be, you need to become one of the terrific kids.
但很可惜的是，我每年都是很调皮。
But unfortunately, I was a naughty boy.
从来评不上三好学生。
No part in this kind of award.
但是每次我母亲跟我这样说的时候，
But every time when my mom tells me about this,
我都会说这个不是什么新目标了，每年都这样讲的。
I always argue that this is not a new goal. You have told me this every time, every semester.
但我母亲就说你做到了吗？
Then mom will say, then have you accomplished it?
没有做到就是新的。
If you haven't, then it's still a new command. It's a new, goal for you.
那我们看看，我们真的做到了彼此相爱吗？
So have we really loved one another?
这说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
It says that if you love one another, by this all men will know that you are my disciples.
我们的所作所为，让别人认出我们是主的门徒了吗？
Can people recognize us as Jesus' disciples by our actions?
如果还没有做到的话，
If not,
那这就是我们的新命令。
And this is a new command for us.
这就是我们的一个新的目标。
This is our new goal.
就让我们一同来思考，怎么样来执行这条新命令。
Let us think about what it looks like, how to practice this.
我们要怎么样彼此相爱呢？
How do we love one another?
我们时常会把彼此相爱挂在嘴边，对不对？
We often talk about loving one another.
但我们所做的真的是体现出了彼此相爱吗？
But what about our actions?
很多时候我们在彼此伤害，对不对呢？
Sometimes we're hurting each other.
所以我们要怎么样彼此相爱？
So how do we love one another?
彼此相爱有很多方面。
There are many aspects of loving one another.
但最近我在祷告当中，在灵修当中，神就用一节的经文来启示我。
But during my prayer, the Lord reminded me of one scripture.
告诉我应该怎么样彼此相爱。
This scripture tells how to love one another.
所以我来跟大家分享。
So here it is.
约翰一书第三章十八节说，小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
1 John 3:18, Dear children, let us not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions.
这有两个方面，说不要只在言语和舌头上是第一方面。
There are two points here. First of all, not merely say that we love each other.
这不是说我们不要在言语和舌头上爱别人，对不对？
Not that we should not love with words.
而是不要只在这上面。
But not merely say.
然后我们要用行为和诚实。
That we need to show the truth by our actions.
所以我想今天跟大家分享彼此相爱的两个方面。
So I want to share with you two points about loving one another.
这是彼此相爱里面的其中两个方面。
Or two of the points about loving one another.
第一个方面就是言语上的彼此相爱。
One is love one another with words.
我们要勒住自己的舌头。
We need to tame our tongues.
来体现我们的彼此相爱。
To show our love for one another.
圣经上说，若有人自以为虔诚，却不能勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，他的虔诚是虚的。
The Bible says if anyone considers himself religious but fails to put a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless.
所以我们要彼此相爱，首先要勒住自己的舌头。
So in order to love one another, the first thing we need to do is to tame our tongues.
不要让我们的舌头成为一种罪的器具去伤害别人。
To not let our tongue become an instrument of sin to hurt one another.
因为言语所造成的伤害是难以弥补的。
Because damages caused by harmful words are hard to mend.
我们在我们每天的生活当中都可以操练这样的功课。
We can practice this in our everyday life.
有一些话可以从我们家庭成员这个家庭成员之间就可以开始实践。
We can actually practice from our, starting from family.
有时候我们听到有家长跟孩子说，你真没用。
Sometimes I've heard parents say to their children, you are, useless.
我怎么生了一个这样的东西？
Why did I give birth to such a useless person?
孩子也会对父母说。
And children may also say to their parents.
我恨你。
I hate you.
你不是我的父母。
You're not my parents.
这些都是非常伤人的话。
These are very harmful words.
会造成极大的伤害的。
It will create a lot of damage.
我们一定要小心。不要让我们的言语成为一种伤害人的工具。
Let's be careful so that words will not be an instrument of hurting other people.
因为神是非常看重我们的言语的。
Because God takes our words seriously.
我们看箴言第六章十六到十九节，耶和华所恨恶的有六样。
Let's look at Proverbs 6:16-19. There are six things the Lord hates.
连他心所憎恶的共有七样。
Seven that are detestable to him.
就是高傲的眼。
Haughty eyes.
撒谎的舌。
A lying tongue.
流无辜人血的手。
Hands that shed innocent blood.
图谋恶计的心。
A heart that devises wicked schemes.
飞跑行恶的脚。
Feet that are quick to rush into evil.
吐谎言的假见证。
A false witness who pours out lies.
并弟兄中不善纷争的人。
And a man who stirs up dissension among brothers.
我们看到言语重不重要？
We see that words are very important.
这有几样是跟言语有关系的。
How many listed here are, related to words?
而且是跟什么其他的罪行放在一起的。
And what are these listed together with?
希望这给我们敲醒一个警钟。
Hopefully this will be a warning for us.
让我们对我们的言语有足够的重视。
So we'll pay more attention to our words.
让我们在言语上彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another in words.
我们可以自己想想，我们在什么样的事情上，在言语上是得罪人、得罪神、犯罪的呢？
Let's think about it. In what ways that we sin with our words against man, against God?
我们是不是有撒谎？
Have we lied?
我们是不是有咒诅？
Have we cursed?
我们是不是有去重伤别人呢？
Have we slandered others?
或者是没有说造就人的话呢？
Or did not say anything that built each other up?
这些都是我们在言语上的犯罪。
These are all the ways we have sinned with our words.
言语上的不慎是会造成极大的危害性的。
Careless words are extremely dangerous.
我曾经看过一封匿名信就把一个教会给完全打散的这样的一个例子。
I've seen that because of an anonymous letter that a whole church is destroyed or divided.
雅各书第三章五到六节说，这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。
James 3:5-6. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树林。
Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身。
The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person.
也能把生命的轮子点起来。
Sets the whole course of his life on fire,
并且是从地狱里点着的。
And is itself set on fire by hell.
舌头就像是那个火。
The tongue is a fire.
火可以把一个大的森林给烧着了。
A great forest can be set on fire by a small spark.
舌头也能起到同样的功效。
The tongue can do the same.
我们要非常小心。
We need to be very careful.
彼此相爱。从我们的舌头开始。
Start with our tongue when we practice loving one another.
让我们在言语上努力的使人认出我们是主的门徒。
Let us do our best so that people can recognize that we are Jesus' disciples by what we say.
让世人看到我们的言谈举止是造就人的，不是伤害人的。
So people can see that our attitude and our actions are building each other up, not tearing each other down.
是让别人看出来他们是不同的一群人。
So people can see that we are different.
让他们认出我们是主的门徒。
So they may recognize us as the Lord's disciples.
那彼此相爱的第二个。
The second point of loving one another.
就是在行为上的彼此相爱。
The second point is love one another in actions.
行为上的彼此相爱也有很多方面。
There are many things we can talk about how to love in actions.
但是一个很重要的方面就是要宽恕原谅。
But one of the important things is to forgive one another.
宽恕原谅是基督信仰的一个最根本、最重要的一个操练。
Forgiving one another is one of the fundamental, principle in Christianity.
我们要爱别人，首先我们要操练的一个功课就是去原谅人。
In order to love others, we have to forgive first.
我们不原谅人就不可能去爱人。
It's impossible to love a person without forgiving him.
以弗所书第四章三十二节，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督耶稣里饶恕了你们一样。
Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
告诉我们彼此相处的一个原则。
It tells us how to, interact with one another.
要恩慈相待。
We need to be kind and compassionate.
存怜悯的心。
Be compassionate.
彼此饶恕。
Forgiving each other.
就像神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
Just as in Christ, God forgave us.
弟兄姊妹们。我们都是曾经那个高喊钉他十字架的。
Brothers and sisters, we are no different from those who shouted crucify him.
我们都曾经与神为敌。
We are all hostile to God.
我们都曾经背离神。
We are all rejected God.
因为我们每一个人的罪都就足以把耶稣基督送到十字架上。
Even the sin of one person among us would be enough to send Jesus to the cross.
所以我们并不比那些高喊钉他十字架的人好到哪里去。
Compared to those who shouted crucify him, we are not any better.
我们思考一下我们自己的言行举止。
That's
我们的心思意念。
Let's examine our own actions and our heart.
是不是在很大程度上我们也是要把耶稣基督送上十字架呢？
In a way, did we also send Jesus to the cross?
我知道我与这些人没有什么两样。
I know I am not different from these people.
我自己需要悔改。
I need to repent myself.
我需要在宽恕原谅上学习更大的功课。
I need to do better on forgiving one another.
我们没有借口不去饶恕人。
We have no excuse not to forgive.
这是因为神已经饶恕了我们。
Because God has forgiven us.
我们得到了如此大的恩典。
We have received such tremendous grace.
我们没有理由不去饶恕别人。
There's no excuse or reason for us not to forgive.
很多时候我们心里面会觉得不自在。
Sometimes we may not feel comfortable.
觉得他做了这样的事情来伤害我，我怎么可能就原谅他？
Now, he has hurt me so much, how can I forgive him?
很大程度上我们不去原谅别人是因为我们自己没有感受到我们被赦免是被赦免的何等的彻底。
The reason we're not willing to forgive is because we did not truly experience how we have been forgiven.
所以这里要跟大家分享的就是你要去饶恕别人你自己必须先去经历那饶恕。
So in order to forgive, we must first experience forgiveness.
耶稣经常用钱财来做比喻。
Jesus used money in his parables many times.
所以我也用钱财来做一个比喻。
I will also make an illustration using money.
我们去赦免别人好像就是说你见到一个人你就给他十块钱每个人你见到他你就给他十块钱需要你原谅的人你就给他十块钱。
For example, if suppose that you are in your action of forgiveness, you give people, everyone $10. Whenever you see someone, you give them $10, that means I have forgiven you.
十块钱不多嘛，对不对
？$10 is not a lot.
但是如果你不断地给，不断地给，不断地给，积小成多。
But if you keep doing this,
你很快就会亏空了，对不对
？Then you will be bankrupt.
这就是为什么很多时候我们不愿意去原谅别人的原因。
That's why we're not willing to forgive.
我们觉得我们很快就会亏空掉了。
Because we know we'll be drained.
我们也没有力气去原谅别人。
And we don't have the energy to forgive.
但你试想一下，如果这个时候有人在你的银行里面放了1000万。
But if you think about it, if someone had put $10 million in your bank account,
不断的在累积利息的。
And it also earns interest.
这些利息都要比你每天要给出去的要多。
The interest you earn out of this $10 million is far more than what you are giving away.
如果你知道你有这1000万在银行里面，你会不会在意给人家10块钱，这里10块钱，那里10块钱？
If you knew you have this $10 million in your bank account, would you mind giving $10?
这个一千万就是耶稣基督，神通过耶稣基督对我们的赦免。
The $10 million is an analogy of Jesus' sacrifice for us.
如果你真的相信，真的体会到你已经得到了这个恩典，你已经得到了这份赦免的话，你不会在意去原谅别人的。
If you deeply and personally experience the grace and forgiveness from God, you will not be reluctant to forgive others.
大家想想是不是呢？
Is that true?
但是如果我们对自己的救恩不清楚，
But if we're not clear about our salvation,
我们不是真的相信我们已经得到了这个一千万，
And we don't believe that we have received the $10 million,
那自然我们在原谅别人上面就会做得很羞涩。
Then we will be very reluctant to forgive others.
我们就会去计较。
We will be holding grudges.
我们就想这个人值不值得我原谅。
We will think about whether this person deserves my forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹们，神在我们不值得原谅的时候原谅了我们，赦免了我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, God forgave us when we are not worthy.
我们也要 同样的去做。
We need to do the same.
没有借口不去饶恕。
We do not have any excuse not to forgive.
我们曾经是那高喊钉耶稣十字架的。
We're just like those who shouted, crucify him.
神，耶稣基督也是为那些高喊钉他十字架的人去死的。
Jesus also died for those who shouted, crucify him.
我们还做他敌人的时候，耶稣就为我们死，且死在十字架上。
While we were still sinners and enemies of God, Jesus died for us, and even death on the cross.
我们与那些高喊钉耶稣十字架的人没有什么特别两样。
We're no different from those who shouted, crucify him.
我们与那些伤害我们的人也没有什么特别两样。
We're no different from those who hurt us.
我们都需要得到耶稣基督的赦免。
We all need God's forgiveness.
我们也都需要学习耶稣基督的榜样去原谅别人。
We all need to follow Jesus' footsteps to forgive others.
这是我们在行为上彼此相爱。
This is how we love in our actions.
同样是在最后这个圣周里面。
Also during the last week.
耶稣在马可福音第十一章二十五到二十六节中说。
Jesus talked about this in Mark 11:25-26.
你们站在祷告的时候。
And when you stand praying.
若想起有人得罪你们。
If you hold anything against anyone.
就当饶恕他。
Forgive him.
好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
So that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
你们若不饶恕人。
If you do not forgive.
你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
Your Father in heaven will not forgive you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们可以好好思考一下。
Let us think about it.
在我们的生活里面。
In our lives.
有没有一些是我们认为真是不可赦免的人。
Is there anyone that we think we can never forgive?
有没有这些人是我们一直还对他怀恨在心的。
Is there anyone that we're still holding a grudge against?
我们觉得我们没有办法去原谅他的。
We think it's impossible to forgive such a person.
相信每个人都能想出一两个名字。
I believe that everyone can think about a couple.
在主里面原谅他们吧。
In the Lord, forgive them.
不要再记恨他们，让自己难受。
Do not dwell on the unforgiveness.
这是耶稣给我们的命令。
This is the command from Jesus.
这也是如果我们真的经历了神的赦免以后会产生的必然的行动。
If we can do that, then we will be able to practice or live out this command.
所以让我们在彼此饶恕上努力使人认出我们是主的门徒。
Let us try our best to forgive one another so people can recognize us as Jesus' disciples.
真的让我们活出这种恩慈相待。
Let's live out this compassion.
存怜悯的心。
Be kind.
彼此饶恕。
Forgive one another.
这样我们就成为一个不一样的团体。
Then we will become a very different group.
别人就看出来我们是与世人不一样。
People will know that we're different from the world.
让他们能够认出我们是主的门徒。
They will recognize us as Jesus' disciples.
所以在这样的一个圣周的期间。
So during this Holy Week.
让我们反复的来思考耶稣的这条命令。
Let us ponder on this new command.
我赐给你们一条新命令。
A new command I give you.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
Love one another.
我怎样爱你们,
As I have loved you,
你们也要怎样相爱,
so you must love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心,
By this all men will know that you are my disciples.
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
If you love one another.
让我们在言语上, 在行动上, 活出这种彼此相爱。
Let us love one another in our words and actions.
这不是说因为我们有这个能力去爱。
Not because we have the power to do so.
而是因为基督的爱激励我们。
But because the love of Christ compels us.
他给我们力量，让我们去爱。
He enables us to love.
当我们觉得软弱无力的时候
，When we are weak and powerless，
我们求神来帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们不断的去思考这段的经文，是耶稣基督在为门徒洗脚以后，给这些门徒们发出的命令。
Let's remember, Jesus said this after he washed his disciples' feet.
基督给我们设立了这样的榜样。
He has set a perfect example for us.
让我们照样去行。
May we do the same.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
Amen.
Amen.
祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们知道彼此相爱何等的重要。
We know that it is important to love one another.
但很多时候我们爱不出来。
But we many times failed on this.
求您帮助我们。
Please help us.
你的圣灵亲自的帮助我们。
Your Holy Spirit help us.
让我们不断的反思您在十字架上为我们舍弃生命的那种大爱。
Help us to remember the great love that you have shown us on the cross.
以致让我们不断的反省你所赐给我们的这条新命令。
So that we remember this new command you have given us.
让我们可以活出这种彼此相爱。
So that we can live out loving one another.
让你的名得荣耀。
So your name may be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.